In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our lesson today is just been read at the lectern. The holy season of Easter is now fully upon us, and the Church now focuses squarely in the essence of that season. And yesterday, on the second Sunday of Easter, the Church focused squarely in the risen Christ, or as it said in the Epistle of Revelation, upon He who loves us and frees us from our sins by His blood, He who is the Alpha and the Omega, He who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The lessons for this week in chapel announce very clearly that God's incarnational purpose is now riveted in the crucified and risen body of the Messiah, now present among us. And today, the author of Hebrews announces to us clearly that the incarnate one is He who has offered up Himself on the cross as the final sacrifice once and for all. The shape of our redemption, then, is the shape of the crucified and risen Christ. And the shape of our redemption, according to the author of Hebrews, is Jesus Christ in His death and resurrection, who divides the ages once and for all. Or as He Himself says, Christ takes away the first in order to establish the second. It is fair to say, then, that with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the old becomes new, that the old sacrificial offerings of the Old Testament, the sacrifices of bulls and goats, this now gives way to the sacrifice once and for all of God's Son for the sins of the world. And the author of Hebrews makes it very clear by quoting Psalm 40, to show that continuity between old and new. For Psalm 40 is that prophetic voice that sees Christ as doing the will of God in His self-sacrifice. We gather together in this season of Easter to proclaim to the world that God's will for the world is now focused and fulfilled in the death and resurrection of God's Son. We gather together in this season of Easter to celebrate with exceeding joy that a new world has broken forth from the grave of the crucified one. We gather together at Easter to celebrate and to proclaim and to focus once and for all our eyes on the cleansing power of the offering up of Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins. And it is this cross that we are declared as holy as God's people. It is here on this cross that we are forgiven of our sins. It is here on this cross where we see ourselves as new creatures of the new creation. The essence of the season of Easter is to see that in Christ the kingdom of God comes to a cross and an empty tomb. To see in Christ that the kingdom of God is now present among us, right here in this place at this time. And so the shape of our redemption, according to the author of Hebrews, is first and foremost a death and resurrection that abolishes the sacrificial cult of Israel. Sacrifices and burnt offerings, he says, was part of the old age. These offerings for sin, these sacrifices for sin, were things that are no longer desired. Certainly they had a purpose, and their purpose was to point to the Messiah who would come and shed His blood for the sins of the world. And yet they knew in that old covenant that bulls and goats, the blood of bulls and goats, did not take away sin. And that is why the author of Hebrews can say to us today, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings thou hast not desired, but a body thou hast prepared for me, in burnt offerings thou hast taken no pleasure. The old age of the law is a shadow of things to come. But what we need to understand in this great season of Easter is that Christ's resurrection ushers in a new age, a new kingdom that is now present among us. And as Hebrews says so clearly, in Christ, the law is fulfilled. In Christ, the will of God is fulfilled as is written in the law of the book. And if there is one thing that we learn from this most Jewish of all epistles, it is that in Christ, the old age, the old way, have been done away with once and for all. Now all Lent long, the church has hunkered down in repentance, preparing for the end of the old and the beginning of the new. And all Lent long, the church anticipated this great breaking forth of joy that it has waited and hoped for in the shape of our redemption, in the shape of a crucified and risen Christ. But now that the Easter season is fully upon us, the church can now listen to the words of the risen Christ as he comes to us like he did yesterday in the gospel lesson. And he comes to us and he breathes upon us and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. The essence of the shape of our redemption is now repentance and forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ, through him who has now risen from the dead. But the author of Hebrews says that the shape of our redemption is also to be seen in a death that is the offering up of Jesus Christ. Sacrifices and burnt offerings were certainly part of the old age. They were the essence of the old age. But now in Jesus Christ, in the offering up of his body into death, his body now risen from the dead, it is that body that is now the essence of the new age, the kingdom of God among us. As Jesus says so clearly, but a body hast thou prepared for me. A body prepared for death and resurrection. This is a sign that the kingdom of God has come. And that body prepared for death is the foundation of the new world that comes through the resurrection. And that body was prepared by being lifted up on a cross, by suffering and dying, by being sacrificed to redeem a world that saw in itself sacrifices of bulls and goats as a means of redemption. And yet it is this death of Jesus Christ that reveals to us in this Easter season what the essence of what we are as Christians is all about. It is this death that shows us that the world is now born anew through suffering, through death, and through resurrection. It is this death and resurrection that unleashes the power of this new age, that gives rise to all that we have become as Christians gather together in this great season of Easter to celebrate Christ's resurrection from the dead. As the author of Hebrews so eloquently says, the body of Christ, the church, has been sanctified through the body of Christ offered up on the cross once and for all. This is the will of God that we celebrate. This is the will of God that we come together to proclaim to the world. That grand plan of salvation begun at creation, passed down through the ages, now comes home to the creation to restore that creation to what it once was, to restore that creation to its creator, to the source of all things, to Jesus Christ himself. And to be sanctified by that body of Christ means to be part of that new creation. To be sanctified by that body of Christ means to participate in Christ's body of suffering, death, and resurrection by which the world was restored. The author of Hebrews urges us to remember how we were once sanctified and made one with the body of Christ, Christ's holy Christian church. For he tells us, as surely as the shape of our redemption is the shape of a crucified and risen Christ, so also is the shape of our redemption a baptism into his death, a baptism of which we now are born anew to a new life in Christ. Easter is the season of new birth. All we need to do is look around us in the world to see that this is the season of life. And Easter is the season of baptism. Baptism where, through water and the Word, The Holy Spirit anointed us as Christians, anointed us to be new creatures of the new age. This is our sanctification. This is our cleansing. And we remember that all this was possible because God's will for the world set forth His Son, Jesus Christ, to be the faith of our redemption. Out of this baptismal death, we have risen to a new birth and a new life, a new birth of which we now gather together at Easter to proclaim to the world. And like newborn children, we remember that our Lord Jesus Christ feeds His infant children upon the food of heaven, upon the food of death, upon His body and blood, offered up for the sins of the world, and now serves at this table for the forgiveness of our sins. The great focus of this season of the resurrection of our Lord is the fact that we see this tension between death and resurrection. We see that the shape of our redemption is in a death through baptism, that this shape of our redemption comes through feasting upon His death in His body and blood, shed and given for the life of the world. And it is this tension between death and resurrection, between forgiveness and repentance, between suffering and glory, it is this tension that you and I as Christians live out in the old age, day in and day out, as new creatures of the new age. Now there are certainly many who would like to run away from that tension in the season of Easter. They would perhaps like to go back to the old covenant, the way of sacrifices of bulls and goats, the covenant of law. Or perhaps they would like to do like many Christians do today, to wallow in sentimentality and romanticism, to wallow in a theology of glory by which they escape this tension between death and resurrection, between suffering and glory, between being simultaneously a saint and a Christian and a sinner. But what we could do is we could listen very carefully to the entire book of Hebrews, and we could listen very carefully to the very words that come to us today, and we could embrace that tension. We could embrace that tension by seeing in the crucified and risen Christ that tension realized and resolved once and for all. Amen.